welcome back to Eating Adventures, a food search exploring must-eats in notable restaurants. Order up.
I'm Chloe.
And I'm Haley. And this week is AP season for students at Mercer Island High School, but also high school students all around the country. So we've been super busy studying for our AP test. So we thought this episode would be the perfect opportunity to talk about some good study snacks and like our favorite things to eat whilst we study.
I think this is going to be a super fun episode because AP season kind of wraps up my school year at least. I don't really think that my classes are doing much after AP season. The only thing that I know about, like in one of my classes, we're doing like a video, like a presentation, so like super fun projects. And then in our block class, Haley and I will be doing mock Congress. So yeah, that's something to look forward to.
I'm so excited for APs to be over because it's just all downhill from there. I mean, like, I might have...
No,
like,
it's all uphill.
No, I say downhill. I say, like, we're on, like...
You're free-falling.
Yeah, we're, like, free-falling. Like, I'm jumping off into the ocean, into the abyss of summer. So, basically, after May 16th, 14th, 15th, it's over. We're done. We're good.
When's your last AP test?
My last AP test is next Wednesday. I think it's May 15th.
Okay, mine's Tuesday.
Or 14th. Okay, so we are almost there, but you know, what's the only positive, I guess, about these 2 weeks is study snacks. Like, I love a good study snack because when you've been working hard, when your brain has been working overtime, it's always so satisfying to have a yummy little treat, a little reward.
What's your favorite little reward that you like to eat when you're studying?
It really depends on the day and, like, what my parents, like, buy from the grocery store. But lately, oranges are in season, so my mom has been buying, like, a lot of oranges from Met Market, and she's been cutting them, and that's been super yummy. Like, I love oranges because I don't really drink a lot of water, so it's, like, it's kind of like having two-in-one food and, like, a little bit of hydration.
Have you tried a coconut?
Yeah, but, like, I love coconuts, too. In Vietnam, like, I loved coconuts so much. So, like, he's been buying, like, the coconuts you get at, like, the Asian grocery stores. Mm-hmm. And you can, like, cut it and the juice comes out.
They probably don't compare, though.
No, they don't compare. Mm-hmm. But it's still so refreshing. Like, after a long day, I love a good coconut water.
Maybe during a push, I'll surprise you with the coconut.
I'd be so happy. Oh, yeah, another good thing about AP tests is we get to skip school, which is always a plus.
It's so weird, though, because, like, we'll do an AP test maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you won't be in class, like, all week.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of makes the week go by faster.
I can't believe it's already Tuesday. Yeah. Yesterday went by fast. Well, okay, anyways, back to study snacks. Oranges and then, I guess, also...
Watermelon.
Yeah, watermelon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom bought a watermelon yesterday. Took me to summer. I was like, it's summer already. How about you, Chloe? What's, like, your favorite fruit study snack?
I would say, like, strawberries, just, like, a berry salad kind of thing. I really like smoothies. About, like, 4 or 5 times a week, I'll make a smoothie.
Dang.
But my mom hates it because she has to wash the blender. but that's our deal, because 1 month I stopped making smoothies, and she, like, felt really bad because I had to wash the blender, and she's like, fine. As long as you soak the blender, I'll wash it so you can make your smoothies. Well, revived me.
That's funny. Whenever I usually make smoothies, like, it's always too much, so I don't make them that often. Like, I always have, like, 2 glasses of smoothies, and I only want 1 glass.
Portion control.
I know. Like, I just pour the fruit in, and then all of a sudden, I have, like, 3 glasses of smoothies. I'm like, I did not sign up to make this much smoothie. Like, I can't drink
You know what you can buy? Costco has these packs, like, frozen fruit, like, perfectly packaged to smoothie size, and it has, like, berries as well as like avocado and greens, so that's good.
Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really make your smoothie, you just put it in the blender.
I do. I have like 4 different bags of frozen fruit. I can make like a mango smoothie, I can make a mixed berry smoothie, I can do the packets, and then I can do like a green smoothie. That's my
menu. What's like your recipe? Like frozen fruit,
agave, and then I'll either use like mango pineapple juice or milk.
Which one do you like better, juice or milk?
It depends on the smoothie. If it's a mango smoothie, I gotta use the pineapple mango juice.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like a berry smoothie, I'll use milk.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm.
I got my recipe down to a T.
Okay, I'll have to try it. Maybe I'll try it today, because today's a sunny day. I'm so excited for this week, too, because not only, like, our AP's wrapping up, it's also getting more sunny and hot, so it's getting to that summer weather, and I'm so excited.
I woke up today. It was so sunny and pretty. It makes me so happy.
My favorite view to wake up to, not gonna lie.
Okay, and the weather today, or this weekend, I should say.
It's going to be
so good. 80s and sunny. Mm-hmm. Do you have any plans for that besides studying?
I'll be studying outdoors. I'll be suntanning. I'll be eating my study snacks. I'll be thriving. I love the sun. It'll rejuvenate me for the coming weeks. Next, for study snacks, I guess, like, we could do, like, that was our appetizer. Now our main course of study snacks. My mom has been buying a lot of, like, tortilla chips lately and, like, avocados because my brother has been on, like, an avocado kick. So I just, like, I don't like making my own guacamole, but I just love eating plain tortilla chips. Like, is that weird? But I just love plain tortilla chips.
They're kind of dry.
I love them, so I would say...
No salsa, no guac.
No salsa, no guac. Just plain tortilla chips. Like, I tried making guac yesterday. It just wasn't good. Like, it's not as good as when the restaurant makes it, so, like, I don't like it.
Okay, I think that you have to get guac at, like, a restaurant. You can't get it at, like, the grocery store. Because I've had, like, grocery store guacamole, and it just tastes different. Mm-hmm. You know? Not as flavorful, a little bit more mushy.
Well, guac is supposed to be mushy.
But, like, it's a different texture mushy. Mm-hmm. They put, like, preservatives or something to keep it green.
That's probably true, because it stays green for a while.
A while. A few weeks.
And then I also do love some good goldfish popcorn. I don't know.
What kind of goldfish?
My favorite flavor is, like, the baby goldfish. There's just something different about it. But I love any goldfish. And I've also been loving Cheez-Its. And, like, the Boom Chicka Pop popcorn, sweet and salty one. But, yeah, I just love any, like, quick grab-to-go snack. What's your main course for your study snack?
I love colored goldfish. Mm. I think the different colors taste different, you know? Okay. It's in my head that it tastes different. Unlike M&M's.
Someone tricked you as a child?
No, you just have no taste buds. Like, M&M's, they all taste the same. It's just the hard shell that's different. But it's like the Skittles, you know?
Yeah, it is like the Skittles, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's a good comparison.
Yes.
So symbolic.
Mm-hmm. It's my representation.
Representation?
I think also, ooh, have you ever had these Asian, like, rice crackers wrapped in seaweed?
Yes,
those, like, nori crackers, those are so good. I love just going to Wajimaya to get, like, all the Asian snacks. Pocky, I love. Hello Panda. They're not really my study snacks, but they're my favorite snacks.
Yeah, those sound good. It's fun to go out and buy snacks, so then you can, like, take a break from studying, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wish that the Fritos barbecue twists could be my study snack, but the problem with them is that I can't, like, use my fingers to eat them.
You should get chopsticks. I love using
chopsticks. I'm not going to turn into my dad. That's what he does. He walks around the house with a bag of chips and his chopsticks, and everyone flames him for it because it looks so funny.
But he's smart. That's smart.
But it looks so funny.
I know, but it's actually so fun to eat chips with chopsticks. I recommend. Like, Cheetos with chopsticks, a whole nother experience.
Okay, on a Saturday morning, I know my dad is up when I hear the little bag of chips shaking and then a little bit of a crunching sound.
He's eating chips at 8 a.m. the Saturday morning?
That's how I know where he is. That's how I find him. It's like my navigation system.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I think chopsticks with chips, game changer, completely changes the chip world, your taste buds. Like, you're transformed. It's like a different level. Well, you should try it. Your dad's onto something.
Probably. I mean, like, his hands do stay clean, so maybe if I do crave some messy chips, then I'll try.
You need to study and satisfy your study stack desires at the same time. Okay, next, I thought it'd be fun to, like, rate the study stacks that the internet says are best for your brain, because they're saying here that, like, oh, there's, like, some healthy snacks that are better because they help your ability to focus, be productive, so we can see if that's actually true. Because do you think study stacks actually matter?
No. Okay, good actually, question. Gum. That's not a snack, but I love to, like, eat gum while I'm thinking. I can chew and think at the same time.
That's true. That's a good idea. Okay, number one is almonds.
I don't like almonds.
Really?
Yeah.
I like almonds.
Okay. Just, like, whole almonds.
Yeah.
I can eat it if it's, like, chopped almonds or something, but I don't know. I'm not a big mixed nuts fan. You know what I do like? Honey roasted macadamia nuts.
Yeah, so Hawaiian. Have you seen? This is kind of random, but like their Instagram has been like blowing up. Like,
Planters?
Uh-huh.
I think whoever's in charge of their social media content is good. Mm-hmm. Just like, have you ever seen Duolingo? Mm-hmm. I always see the bird everywhere.
Yeah, Moana, yeah. Loa. That's like their brand, I think. Oh. The thing that owns them.
I thought you meant Planters.
What is Planters?
The peanut brand.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the Moana Loa brand that owns, like, the honey roast macadamia nuts. The brand that owns them, or the group that owns them, has been getting a lot of followers on Instagram.
Is it just, like, videos, mm-hmm. short clips?
They're like, because like, if we get 10,000 followers, our boss is taking us to Disneyland, and they got, like, 300,000 followers.
Oh.
I know. I'm so happy for
them. I want to work there.
Mm-hmm. I know, imagine working in Hawaii and, like,
eating honey roasted macadamia nuts every day.
I would die.
Perfect.
I would die of happiness.
Okay. And sun. Sunny sun.
Let's just do five of these. Next is dark chocolate.
Oh, wait. You didn't give your rating.
Oh. I personally like almonds because I can't really eat that many other nuts. So, almonds are, like, a 10 out of 10 for me. Especially, like, some of them are, like, salted almonds or, like, honey. I don't know. I've actually never had honey almonds, but I imagine they taste good. Chocolate-covered almonds. Ugh. All are scrumptious. Okay. Next is dark chocolate. I don't love dark chocolate, but it depends how dark it is.
Dark chocolate. I don't know if I'm a big dark chocolate fan. It's growing on me, but I'd rather...
Just, like, milk chocolate's better.
No, but not even milk chocolate. Like, semi-sweet or something like that. Because I think milk chocolate is too sweet, but dark chocolate kind of tastes bad. But if it's like a dark chocolate-covered cherry, have you ever had Schuchert's cherry or whatever it's called that you can get at, like, Pike Place? It has a little puffin on the wrapping.
I don't think so, but I think that sounds really good. Also, there's, like, I don't like dark chocolate on its own, but dark chocolate-covered things, like dark chocolate-covered blueberries or strawberries or literally anything else besides on its own.
I think what would be so fun is a study fondue.
Yes, I agree.
You know?
I agree. I think we should do that. One time I wanted to get like a fondue machine for Christmas, but my parents wouldn't let me. R.I.P. Do you guys have a fondue machine?
We don't.
We don't. Maybe. I think that's something your mom needs to add to the pantry.
We're trying to declutter, not add to the clutter.
Hey, maybe you can, like, replace stuff. Like, instead of your panini maker, wouldn't you much rather have a fondue?
No, I love my paninis.
Hey, panini.
Don't get rid of that. Mm-hmm. Our next episode can be our favorite kitchen appliances.
Mine, personally, would be my waffle maker or the toaster. I love the toaster.
I only use the blender.
Really?
Yeah. And the oven.
So you don't use anything
else? No, I use the microwave, not even.
Oh, the microwave. I just love the toaster, I think.
It's like a microwave oven in one, you know?
That's kind of helpful. That really helps the decluttering. Less things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have two.
Oh, we actually have three ovens. But.
But you can't really get rid of those.
We can't get rid of them.
Last sunny stack to rank is... Let's do Greek yogurt. What are your thoughts on Greek yogurt?
Okay, wait. I do like Elanos Greek yogurt, but that has, like, stuff in it. It has, like, strawberry puree. It has mango sauce. It has marionberries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. But plain Greek yogurt, I don't think
I agree.
Would eat that as a study snack.
My brother is so funny. He's been on his, like, health grind. So sometimes he'll just eat, like, plain Greek yogurt. Or he'll mix it with, like, random stuff and he'll eat it.
Okay, acai bowls? That's good.
With Greek yogurt?
No, just as a salty snack. I've moved.
That actually sounds so good. I really want
one
right now.
I've moved past the Greek yogurt. That I will go get so my salt. Don't I go to Sano?
Yeah,
I'm going to Sano. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. After this is done recording, Haley and I will be going to get an acai bowl so we can study.
Exactly. Study.
Study snack.
I'm so excited now. Okay. Well, I think that's a good way to end this week's episode.
It was a little bit jumbled.
A little jumbled, but
a little
honestly,
off topic.
That's how our study brains are going right now. So you just got to peek into our chaotic minds. But thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Eating Adventures. You can download Eating Adventures on all your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple Podcasts.
And you can also listen to us live every Wednesday at noon here on KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.